So it looks like Conan is finally healing from this departure, from this person he's been singing about throughout this album. However, there are times when he hurts a little because he sees this person happy with another person, which is normal, but eventually with time, he's gonna feel better. And, you know, please don't lose hope. Just because you broke up with this person doesn't mean you can't love again. You have to heal first. You have to love yourself more than anybody in this world. You have to do that. And then you'll be able to fall in love with the right person, okay? Well, we have finally come to the conclusion of this album, and I absolutely loved the theme and the sound of it. I love the fact that I believe every song is live instrumentations, which I deeply appreciate nowadays because everything is just computerized, which is okay, but this is refreshing in my opinion. I loved his lyrical content, I loved his vocals, and I loved the sound of the album. It's fresh. That's the best way I could describe it. It's something that I would love to listen to again. And he was quite vulnerable. You know, he's just human, like the rest of us. And it's a beautiful thing to see someone wear their hearts on their sleeves. So I love that about this project. Some of my favorite tracks were everything except for Connell. That was my only exception on this track number 9. I need to listen to it again. I remember stating that the outro was my favorite aspect of the song, but I gotta hear the whole thing to determine how I feel about it. Okay, after this song, Vodka Cranberry, Romeo, My World, Class Clown, Nauseous, Caramel, Sunset Tower, 1111, and Care are my favorites on my initial listen.